If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Gerding, who wears the infidel tag proudly and is a proud traditional American, one of those considered a traitor by the Obama nation. You are listening to hour one of the show, where we will try to let you know what is going on with this nation, the things that we need to continue to do to save this great republic from being totally destroyed by Obama and his minions. And yes, Obama, it is a republic. And now, heard through Conservative Nation Media, Inc., on Blog Talk Radio, here is your host, Robert Gerding.
It seems GOP representatives have been barbed from talking to the Benghazi survivors, so we are being told now. Of course, we all know that the Democrats can talk to them, and they probably have been, and are probably doing everything they can to keep them silent. But the Republicans have been barred from it, and if you wonder why, then I have an article for you from Newsmax.com. Comes this one titled, GOP Reps Were Barred from Talking to Benghazi Survivors, and when I read that, I said, oh, really? Republican lawmakers are blasting the White House for not allowing the survivors of September 11th attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya, many of whom are still recovering at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center outside of Washington. Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah, told Fox News on Wednesday, we want to talk to the survivors, and they won't do that. And then the president has the gall to go on television and say, oh, we're providing all this access. Baloney bullcrap, that is not happening. Unquote. Chaffetz told Fox that he had spoken to a handful of people when he visited Benghazi not long after the attack that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans, but has not been able to gain access to the survivors since returning to the United States. And the number of Americans who were injured in the attack also varies, according to Fox, and the State Department has declined to say how many survivors were injured or hospitalized. But as many as 30 may have been injured, and up to 7 may still be at Walter Reed. Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia and Jim Gerlach of Pennsylvania told Fox. Several may have required amputations, they wrote in a letter to colleagues, according to Fox. A source told Fox, however, that 7 Americans were injured and at least 3 remain at Walter Reed. One other may be recovering in California, and one of those injured required a partial leg amputation. Another continues to suffer from smoke inhalation and possible brain injury. That was reported on Fox. But some of the survivors work in secret services and do not want their names to become public. And that also comes from Fox. Chaffetz said that the Obama administration will not give us the names. One person who has been hospitalized at least had their name changed on the hospital records so as not to be identified. And I really don't think that this is all going on without some coercion from the government, especially on the liberal side. You're listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through Conservative Nation Media, this on this 21st day of September, the day before I turned the big 6-0, the day before my 61st birthday. Still with the network that Obama and the left wish they could stop but can't. I am your humble host, Robert Garding, and we are glad to have you all here. And now, stay tuned for the rest of the show. Okay, now moving on to another subject, this show is just what our schools are doing to indoctrinate our children against our wishes and against our country. No wonder so many people are considering homeschooling anymore. South Carolina School District currently utilizing a U.S. history textbook with a disputed interpretation of the Second and Third Amendments responded to the Blaze's exclusive report in great detail on Wednesday. In an emailed statement, a spokesman for Greenville County Schools confirmed that Hillcrest High School in Simpsonville, South Carolina, has received several emails and phone calls expressing concern over how the textbook, The Americans, defines the Second Amendment. Now, this kind of thing to me, folks, is just another one of the government's ways of teaching the next generation a different history than really happened, so that they can, after the next generation, it'll be essentially history, and not many people will ask any questions about it. OBG Lyons, Sr., the director of communications at Greenville County Schools, told The Blaze that the district has looked into the matter and found that page 149 of the state-adopted textbook does not accurately present the Second Amendment. It states that citizens have the right to bear arms as members of a militia of citizen soldiers, he added. This is not accurate. We will inform our high school social studies teachers that they should refer to page 166 of the textbook, which accurately represents the amendment as originally ratified. The textbook considered by the American Textbook Council, or the ATC, is to be a widely adopted history book across the country and is also state adopted in South Carolina, The Blaze has learned. In other words, Hillcrest High School is far from the only school impacted. It's going all over the nation here. But that kind of thing could potentially change soon, at least in South Carolina. Lyles informed The Blaze that the State Department of Education was notified of this issue so they can take appropriate action. Any further action will be determined by them. As The Blaze exclusively reported on Tuesday, the high school level history textbook defines the Second Amendment as the right to bear arms as members of a state militia. The book also strangely groups the Second and the Third Amendments together in a confusing way that could easily be misconstrued as to mean the right to bear arms is directly linked to preventing the government from housing troops during peacetime, which an amendment as ratified by the U.S. Reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And every time I hear that, I think of Larry the Cable Guy and his sleeveless shirt, and he says, well, I've got the right to bear arms. But I digress. The Third Amendment reads, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in the time of war, but in a matter to be prescribed by law. The latter part of the amendment concerning the wartime was omitted in a portion of the textbook. Teachers in Greenville County School District will be instructed that page 149 of the textbook, which includes the faulty information, is entirely incorrect and that they should direct students to a different page that he says contains the accurate definitions. Now, if I know kids, if they're being told that they shouldn't read a certain part because it's wrong, they'll read it anyway. But, you know, I think it's all a part of the indoctrination of our children to believe as the liberals do, not as we as conservatives do. But I digress again, I guess. The blaze revealed the connection between the Common Core and Perfect Learning, the publisher of a different advanced placement history book that also linked gun rights directly to the membership in a state militia. The book is titled United States History, Preparing for the Advanced Placement Examination. However, we have found no information indicating that the publisher of The Americans, Rand McNally, develops its educational material around Common Core standards. Lyle said officials at Greenville County School are also working to determine if any of its schools used the aforementioned AP history book, and of course they probably did. And if so, we will also notify high schools, he told the Blaze. You see, folks, not only is our president lying to us here, but the schools are lying to our children. And the question has to come, where will it all end? And I can tell you, it will end only when America is destroyed, which none of us want, or we vote those bastards out of office and get this nation back on track, period. And there's nothing more to that, to this whole thing, than that. We have to vote these people out of office, because if we don't, we're part and parcel of the problem, aren't we? At least that's the way I look at it. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans insight and the most informative guest to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. And the thing that I have to say about this whole thing is, when it comes to what the government is doing, the American people are getting sick and tired of the corruption that is destroying America. We therefore declare, this is actually coming from another article that I'd found, and it's about truck drivers, which really caught my attention, because I came really close to becoming one. Actually, I was there for a while, but not a big truck driver, but the big trucks apparently are going to be declaring a general strike on the weekend of October 11th through 13th, which is coming up. Truck drivers will not haul freight. Americans can strike in solidarity with truck drivers, the group's description reads. In a YouTube video uploaded by user Kevin Allen and linked to the Truckers to Shut Down America Facebook page, the event is labeled as a general strike by the American people against the federal government and its bullcrap. And they used a different word, but I think you get the point. The narrator in the video also says he has received word from others that truckers are organizing and are going to shut down D.C. And I have that audio here.
Well, hello again, everybody. Pretty self-explanatory. You see it there. Follow me to D.C. Stop the corruption against the Constitution. The truckers are going to shut D.C. down for 3 days. And I'll link you below to the Facebook page where you can get behind these guys. Please mirror this video or do your own. Share the information. This is very encouraging, not only because it's more people standing up to D.C. and the bullshit, but also because about a month and a half ago, a young man here locally in Conway, New Hampshire, who is a trucker, came up to me after seeing my car and said to me that the truckers were organizing and going to shut down D.C. And now
that I think is actually pretty. Now I can't even get the word, but it's encouraging that an organization as powerful as the truckers would be doing that. But you know, and it'll be interesting to watch what happens. They last but not least on their demands of the fuel prices. In Obama's 4.5 years of occupying the desk at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, hides also another sinister statistic. America has had 15 mass shootings since he became president, and the other day's massacre at the Navy shipyard now brings that to a total of 16. And since this is a list of shootings only, it does not include the Boston bombing massacre that Obama used to roll out martial law for 24-hour period in Boston. So, how do you explain all of that, which is still going on here?
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Radio has become conservative nation media, a network that Obama would love to stop the camp. You are listening to the new White Conservative Radio Show, and the call-in number for new listeners out there is 718-305-7176. From Wise Conservatism, which is my blog, comes this one titled, Do We Have a Stupid President? This hits right on the nose, folks. Looking on the surface, President Obama and those on the extreme left seem totally stupid, or completely unable to hear when someone of opposing views speak. If you don't believe me, listen to Obama and Harry Reid. The other morning on the news, I heard the president speaking about how the Republicans are working completely to shut the government down. Now, don't get me wrong here. I listened to both sides of the debate, and I have not heard one thing from the right about shutting down the government, only the defunding of Obamacare. But maybe to the left, including Obama, maybe they think that if they can't have it all, then the right is only wanting to shut everything down. In other words, if the Republicans will give them the funding of the government and not Obamacare, which, by the way, is what they are doing, then the left doesn't hear the part that the government is fully funded. For those who, like Obama, do not listen to what the Republicans or others who are against them are saying in their budget proposal, I think they are either stupid or just want it all, or maybe even both, who knows. The Republicans' budget proposal will fund the government at last year's levels, but will not fund Obamacare. Seems pretty easy to understand. Even an amoeba should be able to understand that, but it goes right over the heads of the liberals and the rhino Republicans. Why? I can tell you the reason, and is one of the big differences between the liberals and the conservatives today. Conservatives will work with the other side to give and take, to compromise,
so that they can get some of what they want while giving something back. But you have heard, and you have heard that word, compromise. The Democrats use it too, but only to ask the Republicans to compromise when they aren't getting what they want or when the Democrats are out of power. Okay, that's the only time the Democrats will ever use that word. And if they use it at any other time, it's because they are using it in a bad way. They're, you know, like they're calling everybody bastards and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's like I was going to say, to the Democrats, to them, it's all or nothing. Hence the scare tactics that they are using now by using the media and everything they can to try to bring out the idea that the Republicans who are doing what will bring government, that the Republicans are the ones who are doing what will bring the government to a standstill. To them, it is the Republicans who are calling for the shutting down of government, not the way it really is, where the left are the only ones saying anything about that. And since the Republican budget doesn't include the president's signature program, the thing that Obama is most proud of, then to them, the Republicans are going to shut down government and to achieve that end. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Yet even the lamestream media will fall right in line with this and report it, that the GOP is only after shutting down government in order to defund Obamacare. Even Fox reports it this way, which is kind of annoying. No wonder so many believe this lie to be true. And yes, my friends, it is a lie. The president and the left and the media are telling us all lies. And all I can say to you is shame on you, Mr. President, for putting your liberal agendas over the good of the country. Keep showing us how much you hate America, and sooner or later, the low-information voters will finally start to get it seeping through their thick skulls, and then you'll be gone. Hopefully, that will happen before you finish destroying this great nation. Yes, my friends, this was one of my posts, and I wrote it after watching CNN and Fox News and ABC and MSNBC all saying that the Republicans were working to shut down government. Fox did it in a different way, though, putting it in a question. Are the Republicans working to shut down government in their striving to shut down Obamacare? Even though it's a question, I came away with the feeling that was what the Republicans were doing. And I'm one who knows different, but I was getting that feeling from them. Though watching other networks helps me to really know what is going on. And I also use common sense on things, which I think is something that's completely extinct in the liberal mind. And it seems to be in very short supply in Washington, D.C. And the liberal left that resides there. I don't believe that I am the only one out here who is getting tired of the double talk we are all getting from Obama and company, which now includes some on the right, too, you know, like McCain and Graham and others, even though McCain has said a few good things lately. But he's the type who seems to understand that what he's saying is getting him in trouble, so he'll come out and say something right. And then he relies on the short memories of the American people so that we don't remember the things that he was saying before. And I think Lindsey Graham does pretty much the same dang thing, too. But we have to use common sense. And I don't. And I think that a good portion of us out here have common sense if we would just use it. You know, the liberals, I think they've suppressed common sense for so long that I don't even know it. I don't even think they know it exists in them. But we need now more and more people in the Capitol, like Ted Cruz and Paul Rand and Todd Rokita and Michelle Bachmann. Of course, she's leaving or left. We need more people that will stand up and show some backbone when confronted with the ideals of the left. And we have so many on the right, you know, and I keep mentioning John McCain because he is one of these who will try to say the right thing, but then when he's confronted by the left, he backs off and jumps across the aisle and makes friends with them. And we can't do that anymore. It doesn't really matter if we think that the people on the left are our friends. They're not. They do not care to be our friends. To them, we are the enemy. And so many of the things that they are doing in our government now tells us exactly that. They would rather be friends with Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood than to be friends with the American people, which is probably one of the reasons why Obama and the left are working so hard to shut us down. And I have no doubts that one of these days we're going to start hearing things from the left about Blog Talk Radio and the Internet, how we need to shut them down because they are talking against us and there's nothing we can do to stop them. And then, of course, this last week at work, since I work for a big, big company, one of the bigger ones, I think, in the world right now, we got a meeting early Thursday morning about what Obamacare is going to mean to us. And to me, there is absolutely nothing in the world right now that scares me more than that looming monstrosity of a train wreck. But we have yet to figure out why a lot of the GOP hierarchy are so spineless and wimpy. They start by standing up for people's, for the people's wishes, but then when the left stands up and gives them some cock and bull story about how they are being game players and some crap like that, a lot of them sit down in shame. And all I can say here, people, for crying outside, there is no shame in standing up for what is right. And like Andrew Wilkow on the Blaze Network always says, we are right, they are wrong. There is nothing wrong with being right. And we need to start standing up and being strong in the backbone area if we're going to stand for what is right, which probably means that John McCain and Lindsey Graham have to go, along with several others that right now I can't, that their names don't come to mind because you never hear from them anymore, but or hardly anymore. But we have to start realizing that unless we start standing up and fighting for our rights, and yes, I said fighting because this is a war. The Democrats have declared war on America, and we're just sitting back, just blithely watching everything going on, except for a few of us. And most of the American people, and even here in Indiana, where this state is conservative right at the moment, which is kind of a good thing because not too many years ago they weren't. I watch people, they just go about their own lives like nothing's ever going to destroy it or nothing's ever going to stop it. And you go out and you talk to people and they'll talk about what's going on here, what's happening in the neighborhood, what's happening with the friends across the street or who's been sick. That's the way it should be, but right at the moment, we have to start looking at what our government is doing to us, or this kind of life that we are enjoying with all of our neighbors and friends is going to disappear. And once that disappears, people, that'll be the end of it. And there's no other way to put it. It's not scaremongering. It's not trying to place blame on anything, because we all know where the blame lies. The blame lies in the politicians on both sides of the aisle, really. But lately, it's been the Democrats and a few of the Republicans who can't find their backbone for the life of them. We will be right back. Let's assume that if you're listening to Conservative Nation Media, you're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball like they usually do and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org. I think it's conservativenationmedia.com now. And click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
My dad came to live with us last month, and, you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Another story that shows what I talked about a few minutes ago about what the media is doing to make everyone think the Republicans are trying to shut down government. This one comes from newsbusters.com, and it starts out by saying the Republican Party is destroying America with a murder-suicide pact in the U.S. Congress to shut down the government. You might expect such over-the-top language from anyone at MSNBC and quite a few at CNN. But alas, that's from the pen of one Kirsten Powers, a liberal Fox News contributor who has struck us in the past as a rather rational lefty who doesn't resort to the same tired talking points. After all, she is a pro-life Christian who was great on the Kermit Gosnell issue. And let's not forget, she's been good on the Benghazi matter. But today, however, she was railing that the Tea Party-friendly congressmen in Washington seem determined to take us all down with them. And all I could just, I heard her say this, and all I could do was just shake my head. At no point in her September 19th piece did it occur to Powers that President Obama is being equally, if not more, transcendent by being inflexible veto by issuing inflexible veto threats rather than entertaining some concessions like, I don't know, a bill to suspend implementation of Obamacare, including the individual mandate, to after the 2014 midterms, which could then serve as a national referendum on Obamacare. If you love Obamacare, vote for Democrats. Hate it and want it scrapped or significantly gutted, vote for the GOP. Powers is no stranger to how hardball politics and brinkmanship works. She knows the Republican endgame is not destroying America, but rather tough medicine in the short term to keep America from swallowing the poison pill that is Obamacare. Like on most other issues, Powers has been a staunch but intellectually honest liberal pundit. It's a shame she's sticking with the liberal media's herd mentality on this issue. But it is like I have said before, and I will undoubtedly say it again, Kirsten Powers is just propagating a lie told by Obama and the left. The truth is, Ms. Powers, is the Republican plan is to fund the government at last year's rates and then defund Obamacare. Get that straight next time you want to try to do some reporting, or just get the hell out of the business. Lying does not news make. We, the people, know this, and it's about time you, who make a living doing the news, learns it as well. To me, it just doesn't make any sense to say things without stopping for a few minutes and thinking about what the heck is going to come out of your mouth and how it's going to affect what is happening in your area of the country or in your country, period. Most of these people just don't even stop to think that what they are doing is what is destroying this nation. And most of the Republicans who are up on Capitol Hill who will not stand up for what is right don't stop to think that what they are doing is helping to destroy this nation. And I don't care who they are. I don't care what they think. But we have to let them know that they had better start doing the right things for this country or they're going to be gone. And nobody will go up to, like, Senator Dick Durbin, who I'm going to be talking about in a little bit, and tell them that you better straighten up, fella. You are not doing what the people have elected you for. I myself think he's been there too damn long in the first place. When they've been there so long that they think they can do anything they darn well please, no matter what it does to this country, it's time for them to go. And heck, Obama hasn't been there that long, but it's time for him to go years ago now. And no matter how much we try to tell him this, he never shows it on the surface, but I think it is gnawing on him from the inside. Have you noticed the pictures of him lately? He looks tired. He's got more gray than I think I've ever imagined he would have. This job is making him old, just like it does to all of them. But this is something that I don't think that he is going to admit even to himself. But the outward appearances tell the story. And the outward appearances will always tell the story. Obama knows he's in trouble. But he's not going to show it to any of us. He's not going to let us know that he thinks he's in trouble. He's going to let us think that he's doing the right thing and that everybody is actually following him. And the people that are talking against him are just cute little voices out there in the wilderness that nobody is hearing. He knows different. But even though he knows different, he isn't going to tell us that. He isn't going to give us the satisfaction of knowing that we know he's in trouble. And because of that, we have to keep our eyes open, because I know there are a bunch of us out here who are getting a little discombobulated and frustrated that things aren't going our way. Like a friend of mine who writes the blog Heart of the Wise, which used to be Sinostra's Bane. She is a black conservative out of Texas. One of the most amazing people I have ever gotten to know. But lately she's been frustrated over the lack of what seems to be coming out of the Republican side. And I keep telling her that you just have to listen. You just have to watch and listen to everything that's going on. You do that, then you'll start seeing what is going on and what isn't going on. And a lot of what isn't going on is what Obama's telling us, that everybody wants Obamacare, that Obamacare is the greatest thing that has ever happened to this nation. That's a bunch of bull, and everybody knows it. Everybody but Obama, McCain, Reid, Pelosi, and those idiots. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. We have to keep pushing and keep trying to get our word out. And it's like I keep telling my friend, we have to keep writing. And she, for a long time, didn't write. She had problems. She had caught cancer, and she has got that in remission now. And she, because of the chemo, she said she had fog on the brain and couldn't think of what to write. She knew what to say, but she couldn't get it down on paper. Well, she's finally starting to write again, which I'm happy about, because we need as many voices out here as we can possibly get, don't you think? Our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's picture on it, but you can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. It has been 2 days, actually three now, since a rather unflattering story broke about Ala Mukahala, or whatever, one of Senator Dick Durbin's Dream Act poster children. His website also refers to them as American Dreamers and highlights their stories online. In those 2 days, the offensive Facebook pages of Ala McHall, that's how it's spelled, have been scrubbed, and Senator Durbin has managed to duck or avoid the Blaze's efforts to secure a comment on her offensive actions and words. Before 10 a.m. on Thursday, the Blaze tried contacting Senator Durbin's office in Washington, D.C. In our first request to speak with the senator's press secretary, we were hung up on. Well, that comes as no surprise to anybody, I would think. Additional requests for a connection to the lawmaker's press secretary, Maria McElwain, via a cell phone or email address were not honored. No calls have been returned. At 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, an intern in Durbin's Washington office told the Blaze that the senator was aware of the controversy, but no statement had been released. The young man also assured us, them at the Blaze, that the press secretary would likely have a response soon, and they were instructed to call back in an hour, and they should have something by then. What do you know? An hour later, they called, and they were once again transferred to a generic voicemail account for the press department. Since Durbin represents Illinois and has a large office in Chicago, they also reached out to that office. Shortly before 4 p.m. Eastern time, they spoke with another intern who attempted to connect them with the Chicago press chief, someone named John, and it seems Durbin staffers don't seem to like to share their last names with the Blaze editors or anyone who is conservative for that matter. We were placed on a lengthy hold before being told, I'm sorry, I thought John was here. He's not. Could be that the liberals, when caught doing something they shouldn't, can't think of what to say so they avoid the press? I think so, especially in the arm of the press that will ask the questions that need to be asked. Because the Democrats lately have told so many lies over the years, that they can't keep track of them, and when one comes back to bite them in the butt, they don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. We will be right back after these messages.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
You're listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio through conservativenationmedia.com, the network that Obama would love to stop but can't. The call-in number is 718-305-7176.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel. But we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on. Or this to the treadmill on your wish list. Or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Continuing on with the story I was on before the break, I get the rest of that from the Blaze Network. Again, we're told that the senator was aware of the situation but had had the time to respond to it. When asked why it has taken 2 days to respond to the story, there was no answer, just an offer to try another press person in the Chicago office, someone named Christine. We asked for a direct email address to send our inquiry, and once again we were sent to a voicemail. Our email messages to Muckahow were not immediately returned. What was so offensive that we persisted in our efforts to get a comment from Durbin? On Thursday's Glenn Beck radio program, Beck introduced his audience to another side of Ala McCall. This side of the American Dreamer might not be as appealing as the one presented by Durbin 20 months earlier. Beck quoted online media report that Durbin's Dream Act poster child has been making some rather incendiary comments on social media outlets. Breitbart's Lee Stranahan claimed that she mocked Durbin's Senate presentation just a few days after it happened, reporting that on February 3rd, 2012, she posted online, "Did y'all notice the flag in the background of the picture? That was no coincidence." For the record, McCall was referring to the flag in his supersized photo used by Durbin during his Senate presentation. There are additional reports of Alla making anti-Israel statements on Facebook. On September 12th, she allegedly wrote, "F Israel, F Zionists, and all the Zionist apologists, F them all." It has been reported that in November 2012, she said, I am undocumented in America today because of the catastrophe in 1948, and they had in parentheses NAKBA, N-A-K-B-A. In case you are not familiar with the story, Dick Durbin's history with Alla McCall after the break for the top of the hour, which is, well, I could actually come on with it right now. I thought I'd be a little farther on. But Ms. McCall must be a very special person to Durbin because the senator from Illinois has featured her in the presentation he made in the U.S. Senate on January 31st, 2012. Durbin stood on the Senate floor and delivered an emotional appeal for the DREAM Act, using McCall as a shining example of the kind of person who would benefit from immigration reform. Durbin introduced McCall as a woman of Palestinian descent, though her now scrubbed Facebook page says that she was born in Kuwait, and read aloud an emotional letter from her. And it said, "Being undocumented and with no pathway to citizenship means I actually can't use my architectural degree. It means I can't get a job and move forward in my life. This year, once again, we wait for Congress to do the right thing and give undocumented young people all across America a chance to better serve our communities and our country." Now, this letter goes on and on about how America needs to do the right thing and make these people documented. Well, if they wanted to be documented so freaking badly, why didn't they come into this nation legally in the first freaking place? That is a question, it seems, that nobody wants to ask. Nobody in the right places want to ask that question. Nobody in the media will ask that question when they're in the position to ask it. Only people like me, who will talk to maybe about a few hundred people at the most, will say anything like this. No one in Washington, D.C. will ever hear my voice, because they don't want to, for one thing, and because they probably know I don't agree with them. And they know that most likely through the fact that I didn't vote for Obama either time, even though the people that I voted for, I didn't really agree with either. But my idea on this whole thing is that the people need to start speaking up, and I'm talking about the people who have the chance to be in front of a microphone and in front of a TV camera and be on national news. They need to start speaking up and talking like they really, really love this country and want to be part of the great revival of this country and bringing it back to the greatness that we all know America had and still could have again if it came down to it. I don't know why. Well, I guess I do. We have had our lives have been so easy when it comes to other generations comparing us to them that it's hard for us to even consider being held captive by any government or being abused by a dictator. Though a lot of us are finding out right now with the one that we've got in the White House. And the problem is, excuse me, I think I'm catching a cold or something. It's that time of year, I suppose. But maybe it's just that we as Americans just have had it so good for so long that we don't realize that it can all be taken away like snuffing out a candle. And we don't realize that once something like that happens, it will never be the same for us again. We should have learned after 9/11, because things changed radically in this country because of 9/11. We've had to go through lines at the airport, to go through things that will show everybody exactly what we've got on our bodies, from a microphone in our pocket to a gun to a pen or whatever. We've had people pulled over for ridiculous things that were stuff that we would have never thought would have happened before these last few years. America's changed so much, people. America has changed to the point where I don't think my dad would recognize it anymore. And he's only been dead for 15, 16 years. And things were changing back then. He didn't like it either. He told me several times he didn't like it. That we were going into a time when Americans would have to make a decision and fight or lose everything they had. And I'm afraid that time is coming, folks. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we are in a war. And it's not a war of our choosing. We don't want this war. We didn't start this war. We had it brought on to us. And now we are being told by the government and by Obama and by Harry Reid that we are all wrong. We're terrorists. We're enemies of the state if we do not agree with Obama. I guess that makes me an enemy of the state, because I don't agree with Obama. I don't think he's ever said anything I agree with. Although he did tell us the absolute truth when he ran for president the first time. He told us he was going to fundamentally change America. He did that. He kept his word. The only problem is nobody asked him, what the hell do you mean by that? He told us that the Constitution was a flawed document. And then he proceeded to tell us that it was because it didn't give him the power to do what he wanted to do. Shouldn't that have been a red flag that flew up in the eyes of everybody who voted for him? It should have been, but it didn't. Most of them just looked at his skin color and figured, oh boy, we can make history and vote the first black person into office. Here's the problem with that. I have nothing against a black person being part of the White House. And Alan West would have been great. I would have voted for him myself. But because of the way things went, he was never given that chance. We were never given the chance to vote for him. And the only person that we got the chance to vote for has destroyed this nation as quickly and as completely as he could in the first 4.5 years, 5 years of his reign over this nation. We will be right back with the second hour of the New White Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Conservative Nation Media. Please stay tuned.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the new Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Girding. We are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, especially since we broadcast from one of only two states that run their budgets in the black, conservative style. Take that, Obama. You are listening to Hour 2 of the show, where we continue working for you to give you the truth that is not told by the lamestream media and the Obama bots. We are being broadcast to you through Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here again is your host, Robert Girding.
On the letter that this person that Durbin honored, where she said that being undocumented with no pathway to citizenship means that I actually can't use my architectural degree, she seemed like she was crying, moaning, and pissing away the idea that if she was a citizen, she could have all these rights, but because she came here illegally, she should get them anyway. She says she wants. She said in her letter, "I want to work to be able to design affordable housing for low-income communities." And this is. As Durbin was reading this, he says, Durbin closed his presentation with a salute to McCall, where he said, in the finest American tradition, Allah has become an activist. She has stepped out to introduce herself to America, so we know who these Dream Act students are and what they could mean to the future of our nation, unquote. The photo showed McCall stepping out and speaking at the Chicago protest gathering for the National Coming Out of the Shadows Day on March 10th, 2012. And coming out of the shadows kind of makes me think of gay rights things where they're coming out of the closet, but I guess I digress again. You are listening to the second hour of the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Conservative Nation Media. Excuse me, we're serious about conservatism and America. You can access us at conservativenationmedia.com, and you can email me at robert@conservativenationmedia.com. Welcome to the second hour on this fine day of the 21st of
September, my last day of being 60. The number to call into the show is 3718-305-7176. And now, on with the second hour. Yesterday on Friday, we heard a strong-sounding John Boehner telling the American people that the Republicans were standing strong and would not pass a continuing resolution to fund the government unless Obamacare was not part of it. But the plan the GOP has totally funds the government. But Harry Reid, the idiot that he is, said that it was just about game-playing and wouldn't stand a chance in the Senate. Of course it won't, because, you know, it'll, the House will pass it, just like they've passed these other budgets that have gone over to the Senate, and they sit on Harry Reid's desk. He won't open them. He won't look at them. They sit there and gather dust, because Harry Reid does not know how to do the job he was elected to do. People, the left is showing us right now just how much hatred they have for this country and the way it was formed. But the thing that amazed me yesterday was the fact that John Boehner, who is usually as squishy as a wobbly fold-up card table, seemed to be standing strong. He said, "The House has heard from the American people, and we have listened. Now it's time for the Senate to listen, too." Amen to that. But all I can think of is, how long is it going to be before he squishes again? I hope he stands strong this time. From the Blaze came this about it. The U.S. House of Representatives voted 230 to 189 Friday morning to strip all funding from Obamacare, the 42nd vote of its kind to come to the floor. John Boehner said, "This is hurting our constituents. This is hurting the American people," he told reporters. Afterwards, surrounded by fellow House Republicans, "the short-term funding is designed to prevent a partial government shutdown when the federal budget ends, federal budget year ends September 30th. The bill will allow for an increase in the nation's debt limit, of course, but only if President Barack Obama's signature health care law is defunded. This will now head to the U.S. Senate, where Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid will most likely remove the provision that defunds Obamacare. Senate Democrats have referred to the House measure as a huge waste of time." Now, folks, it is only a waste of time if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. The ones who are wasting time are the Senate Democrats like Harry Reid. And even if the bill manages to make it out of the Senate with the defund portion intact, which seems extremely unlikely, the White House promises it will veto the bill, of course. And that, and with each one of these things, the people should be sitting up and taking notice. They are telling us they care nothing for our survival. They are telling us that they care nothing for the survival of this country, only the survival of their programs, which will destroy this country. And it is now up to senators like Mike Lee of Utah and Ted Cruz of Texas, who really created this whole defund movement, and a handful of other Republicans, to see how their legislative body approaches the House-approved bill. And here's a breakdown of how the House voted Friday morning via the Washington Post. The final tally, 230 to 189. And how many Republicans voted for the bill? 228 of them did, which is darn near all of the votes. And the number of Democrats that voted against the bill was 188. How many Republicans voted against the bill? One. Now, I wish I could have gotten the name of the one. Oh, I did, by gosh. The one that voted against the budget plan was Representative Scott Rigel, R-I-G-E-L-L of Virginia, of course. How many Democrats voted for the bill? Two. And the ones that voted for it was Representatives Jim Matheson of Utah and Mike McIntyre of North Carolina. So kudos to those two. How many seats were vacant? 2. How many lawmakers didn't vote? Now, here's the big number. We have to take note of this. And I wish that I could have gotten the names of these ones that didn't vote, but it wasn't in the story I found. But the number that didn't vote was 14. This could have swung it all kinds of ways if they would have all voted. But my idea on this is if the representatives we have in Washington cannot do what the people want, then it is time to get rid of them. I have said this on each of my last 3 shows that I have done, and I will continue to say it again. Our nation is in trouble, and we, the people, are the ones to bring us back to the way it should be. Or if we don't, this nation will continue on the road to ruin. And I really don't think we want that now, do we? But if you do, but if you still think we should do nothing, here is something else that is going on. Remember a few weeks ago how Colorado had a section of their state petitioning for seceding from the nation? Well, now there are residents in 20 states asking for the same thing. And this actually kind of surprised me with some of the states because some of them are just liberal bastions of power. But the states that have residents, excuse me, that have residents asking for the secession of the, or asking for that are Oregon, Montana, North Dakota, Colorado, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Michigan, and New York. There's one in there, but the map that I was looking at was rather small, and I couldn't see the smaller states around New York. But the states I think that need, I think, about 15,000 to 20,000 signatures to get the petition to be considered by the White House, and Texas and Louisiana are getting close if they haven't gotten that amount already, which is something to actually watch. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing. And we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, immediately following Soldier of Patriotism with Michael Smith on the ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week since we're making some big changes and we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. And isn't that the truth, folks? From Newsbusters.com comes this one that shows just how the left thinks of us conservatives. This originally came out of CNN. You remember the Communist News Network? It's that one that everybody at the place I work at watches because I think they've told us that that's the only station that comes in. So it's probably a government plan, I think. But throughout Friday morning's coverage of the House vote on the continuing resolution, which is another story that just wraps my mind up in anger, CNN repeatedly slapped Republicans for supposedly risking a government shutdown to defund Obamacare. A CNN person even stated that they were voting on a shutdown, though that is inaccurate since the bill voted on would still fund the government, just not Obamacare. Below is the worst of CNN's contempt for the House Republicans who voted to defund Obamacare. It is, like I've been saying for the last several weeks, my friends, the Republicans are not pushing to cause the government to shut down, though if you think about it, how bad could it be? Spending would stop for a little while anyway. But if you really look at what is going on, you would see one thing. When it comes to the Republicans, they always have to compromise to get a glimmer of what they are after, and then when they compromise, the Democrats get just what they want, and the Republicans have to wait to get what they want, and before they get it, it is forgotten and never gotten. This is what this whole fiasco that is going on here is all about. First off, this continuing resolution is a misnomer, folks. By constitutional law, a budget for the government must be approved yearly. And everybody seems to be forgetting this little fact. Since Obama took office, there hasn't been one. Only these continuing resolutions, which are liberal speak for, give us the money so we don't have to do what the law fully requires us to do. And if we really looked at what is going on, we would see that even though the Republicans always compromise, the Democrats never will, because it will never help their cause. And that, my friends, is a big part of what is destroying this nation now. And believe me, we are on the road to destruction, and the end of the road is in view, and yet they continue with their stupidity. Even for Speaker Boehner, who is a consummate deal maker, what we have got now is a situation where the inmates are running the asylum, and this came from CNN now. This was a quote from CNN, that the leadership realizes that they are running towards a cliff that they realize is politically damaging, economically damaging, and there is very little upside. But if they don't give in to the demands of the 50 or so House radicals pushing this direction, they're afraid they may lose their positions. And that was from CNN contributor John Avlon on Friday's New Day. And another one that said, it's like mommy and daddy are fighting over whether or not to buy a new car or a new couch, and they decide, you know what, we can't figure it out, so let's not feed the kids until we do. That's what it sounds like to be to the American people. And that was New Day co-host Chris Cuomo to former House Speaker Newt Gingrich during the 8 a.m. ET hour. Oh, brother. Need I say more? We will be right back.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't. You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit energysavers.gov, where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
defiance comes this one, and you just knew you couldn't get through too many more shows without me going into something about the farce of global warming. Now, did you? According to scientists, and of course they don't tell us what scientists or how many or if it even was just two, 2013 summer Arctic ice, sea ice, is among the top 10 low of all time. This is something that no matter how many times has to be disproved by the scientific community, it will always come back to bite us. And with this article of the Arctic ice being the lowest it has been in a while, is just the spark to make that come back at us again. You think not? Watch. Among gun control advocates out there will be the global warming fetishists who will be working to come into the light with their latest onslaught to the people so that we will be made to pay more and more for something that only God can control. I think it is time that these morons come to grip with the fact that, with that fact, because it is fact. I did several posts on my blog about global warming. One of them was about an article that was written by Thomas Sowell entitled The Great Global Warming Conspiracy. And the other one that I did not so long ago, I can't remember the name of it, but in it I documented the things global warming nuts do to fudge the documents to make the temperatures higher than they really are. Things like putting the reading stations that, you know, that take the temperatures on top of buildings where the temperatures could be 20 degrees hotter than it really was, or by the exhaust units of air conditioners where the hot air blows on them, or in the middle of asphalt parking lots. And I had pictures of all of this on my blog when I wrote it. and these are all documented. And I'll give the temperatures that these global warming fanatics use to push their agendas on all of us, to drain our pocketbooks, to give them the things they want. But even they know that it won't do any good. God made this world to have cyclical weather, to get warmer and cooler in cycles, and it has always been that way, and the readings that they get for their ideals are lies in themselves. You see, folks, we are surrounded by the lies of the left and the media. We are surrounded by the lies of the global warming freaks who swear on whatever they can that what they say is the truth, that many scientists believe it so. Yet they can never tell us just who those scientists are or if they are actually real scientists. Yet we have to realize when the left or the media tells us something but cannot tell us where they got the information, they are lying to us, plain and simple. But there is so much more, so much so that it overwhelms the mind, which is why we have such a hard time wrapping our minds around everything that is being thrown at us at this time. And the Democrats know what they are doing. The article goes on to say, the rebound in ice cover after a record low year was expected. Walt Meyer, a glaciologist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, said in a statement, quote, there is always a tendency to have an uptick after an extreme low. In our satellite data, the Arctic sea ice has never set record low minimums in consecutive years. Colder than average temperatures and stormy weather helped the ice stick around this year. Summer cyclones spread the ice over a large area. NASA said in a statement, clouds blocked the sun and the cool air kept the Northwest Passage frozen shut for the first time since 2007. Well, la-di-da. The ice edge was several hundred miles farther south than last year, near Alaska and Siberia, in the Beaufort, Chukchia, and South Siberian Sea regions. So there is much more ice this year than in 2012. The ice is much thinner than in previous decades, Meyer said. So they always try to find the way to offset what is really going on. You know, there's more ice this year, but it's thinner, so it doesn't really matter. Instead of thick, multi-year ice that survives through multiple melt and freeze cycles, most of the ice pack is thinner first-year ice. This year, the cool temperatures saved more of the ice. However, the fact that as much of the ice melted as it did in the is an indication of how much ice cover has changed, Meyer said. So you see, even by a scientist, the weather changes constantly. We have to believe that what is going on has gone on before and will again in the future. It will get warmer and it will get cooler. Right now, we are in a cooling stage, and the global warming crowd is going nuts trying to get their message of the earth warming past the facts, something our president seems to be fighting with, too. Getting his agenda past the facts that refute what he stands for. And we have to remember, folks, what is going on here on all fronts of this is a war. Mark my words, our lives, our sacred honor, and our future freedoms depend on what we do in the next few years. For if we fail, there will be no future for many of us. And that is, like I said before, that is not scaremongering. That is the truth. We have watched over the last 5 years the destruction of so much of what we thought was America is no longer there. We have the government passing every year continuing resolutions, which is something that never existed before, but now it does because they don't want to do what constitutionally they are mandated to do, and that is pass a budget. So if they don't want to pass a budget, then they pass these continuing resolutions to keep the government going. And most people don't think about it this way. And most people don't really stop to think about what the government is doing in our lives. Half the time I wake up in the middle of the night half expecting to see a government agent standing there making sure I don't do anything stupid. I know that's a little bit far-fetched, but with the way things are going, folks, how far-fetched is that? Is that something that could happen in the future? Yeah. The way they're going now, you darn right it is. They are pushing to take all of our freedoms away. They are pushing to take our guns away so we can't resist what they want to do to us. And yet, a lot of the people are not even stopping to think about what is going on in this country. How come the world laughs at us now when America finally makes a stand on something and the world kind of stands back and says, yeah, how long are they going to stand for this? And then they'll just kind of back off and say, oh, we were wrong or something like that. Yeah, the world thinks that way of us. And it's not because we don't have the ability to go out and destroy nations. We do. We just don't have the government to do it anymore. Because we have people in our government who wants to make friends with everybody who hates us and wants to make enemies of everyone we should be friends with. To me, that is the way this nation is going, and that is the reason why this nation is in such turmoil right now, because our government is making friends with our enemies. And it's a one-sided affair here. Obama's making friends with the Muslim Brotherhood while they're making plans to come over and destroy us in some way or some way, shape, or form. Obama is making friends with Iran while the government of Iran is plotting to destroy our greatest ally, Israel. How can our friends do that to us? Well, they can do that to us because they're not our friends. I don't care what Obama says. I don't care what Harry Reid says or Nancy Pelosi or any of the other idiots in Washington, D.C. They do not know what is going on because they shield themselves from it all. And then they act like they know. I don't know, folks. It's time we woke up. It's time we stopped doing what we've been doing. We need to get this country back on the right track, or there will be no future for any of us. We will be right back after these important messages. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com, then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
Oh,
I want
to
be...
I want to be...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Democrats tell Americans over and over that they are the party with a heart. They are the party that really cares about the people. Yet during the second portion of Thursday's House Oversight and Government Reform Benghazi hearing, most of the Democrats on the committee walked out prior to testimony from the families of the victims. Now, they do stuff like this, and it kind of makes you wonder, how can they be the party with the heart? Now, just for the fun of it, here's a list of the rogues gallery of despicable Democrats who walked out. There was Carolyn Maloney, Davis Eleanor Holmes Norton, Gerald E. Connolly, Jim Cooper, John Tierney, Mark Polkin, Matt Cartwright, Michelle Lujan Grisham, Peter Welsh, Stephen Lynch, Stephen Horsford, Tammy Duckworth, Tony Cardenas, William Lacey Clayton. I know, if I ever heard one of those heartless idiots try to tell me that they are the party with the heart, I would call them on it, because they are the most heartless SOBs that I know of. But sadly, no one will do that. call it cowardice or just plain laziness, the majority of the American people won't do anything to let the Democrats know they are wrong and what they are doing is destroying this nation. Now, thankfully, that is changing. Thank God we have people around like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and my friend Douglas V. Gibbs here on Blog Talk Radio. But it seems almost daily we are seeing evidence of the tide beginning to turn away from the left's way of destruction and racism. And oh yeah, you heard me right, racism. They are the ones that are always calling the Republicans racist. But if you really listen to what is going on and who is saying what, and totally research what is being said, you would see with a clarity that would be that would almost blind you that it is the Democrats who are the ones who hate everything that doesn't agree with their way of destruction. So I continue here. Thank God for the ability to do a show like this one, and thank God for conservative nation media and the 8 shows per week that we have for all you to learn what is really going on in this nation, because the lamestream media will not tell you. They work their darndest to make sure that no one hears what they are doing. No one finds out that they are lying to the American people, yet most of the people know this. But it is not the least of the idiocy that is going on around this nation. This one would blow your mind if you gave it much of a chance. Liberal chick, who she is known as, is at it again. This time she heads to a college campus and is asking students to support her and Obama in sending care packages to the Muslims, Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. You got that? From Puma by Design comes this one on of total idiocy. It says, they're all awesome, awesomely stupid. I think it is high time that the parents start suing those indoctrination institutions for intentionally failing Americans' children and for intentionally churning out useful idiots, and I would have put unuseful idiots. You've got to listen to this one.
Here at a college, and I'm going to try to get students to sign a paper to make care packages for Al-Qaeda Syrian rebels, and it includes toothbrush, underwear, emergency cell phone, canned food, small blanket, band-aids. So we're just trying to help the rebels because, you know, Obama really wants to help them, and we'll see all the support that we get. Excuse me, can I ask you to sign something really quick? I'm doing a project from the White House. We're sending care packages. Okay, I'm making care packages. It's kind of a project I'm doing for school for the Muslim Al-Qaeda brothers that are being persecuted in Syria. And so for every signature I get, there's a program that the White House is doing. For every signature I get, they send a care package by here. I'm trying to get as many signatures as I can.
Now, that audio went on for, it was actually a video, it went on for about 6 minutes. And during this 6 minutes, I watched her get probably about 20 people to sign this stupid petition to, or stupid thing to get care packages put together for the Muslim Al-Qaeda in Syria, or the rebels in Syria. Because Obama wants us to do it. And students were sitting there signing this like, yeah, this was the greatest thing. We got to do this. How freaking stupid. And it brings my next line up to liberalism. You have to work really hard to be that stupid. But it kind of backfires on you because you hate to think that liberals are even working at all, except to destroy this nation. And every time I hear something like this, my resolve gets stronger to get my children out of public schools and put them into a private school or home teach them. After all, my wife did that for years with her first son. She could probably do it again. And if she did that, they would come up, they would end up much smarter and would be too smart to believe the liberal lies that seem to get the students of today and every day, for that matter, to do the things they are doing. My generation fell for that same, for those same lies, too. Brings to mind the great but true comment that I had just mentioned. Liberalism, you have to work really hard to be that stupid. This statement must be true. Have you ever seen Harry Reid look anything but haggard and tired? This kind of behavior, since it is allowed, is part of what is causing stuff like this one to happen. And this next one that I have here to happen in Towson, Maryland, comes this story, and it asks a really good question. Is this still America? A parent in Towson, Maryland, was arrested Thursday night at a public forum after vocally expressing his concern about the Baltimore County School District's plan to use Common Core standards in its curriculum. When Small didn't immediately comply, the officer began pulling his arm and pushing him towards the exit. Some audience members gasped at the cop's use of force. Don't stand for this, the father said as he was dragged out. Are you sitting here like cattle? Is this America? Small also urged other parents to demand answers on Common Core and the curriculum being used to educate their children. As the Baltimore Sun reports, the officer then pushed Small and then escorted him into the hall, handcuffed him, and had him sit on the curb in front of the school. Small was charged with second-degree assault of a police officer and faces a $2,500 fine and up to 10 years in prison. For what? Questioning what they're teaching his children? He was also charged with disturbing a school operation, which carries an additional $2,500 and up to 6 months in jail. Robert Small, a concerned father, was forcefully removed from the meeting by a police officer after he interrupted Baltimore County Schools Superintendent Dallas Dance during the question and answer portion of the forum. The meeting apparently didn't allow parents to stand up and ask questions or comment. Parents and other attendants were instead asked to write their questions on a piece of paper, and the officials would read them or not. However, Small began speaking out against the district's use of Common Core, prompting a security guard, who was also a police officer, to approach him and order him to leave. "Let's go," he said sternly. Don't you see what's happening here, people? Don't you understand that the government is taking over kind of like Hitler did with Germany before World War II? There are similarities if you would just look. Sadly, most of the people who still support what Obama is doing won't look because they are afraid they will find something that will make them not support the president anymore, and that would make them gasp, a racist. I mean, isn't that what they call us conservatives for not supporting Obama? We're either racist or terrorists. There comes a time when good things have to give way to great things. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing like a Texas Longhorn, which is why Michael B. Smith now has his own show. Check out Soldier of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com. That's tomorrow. But don't be worried. He's the same Michael B. you've come to know and love. You'll hear even more great interviews and awesome conservative commentary from our very own main man, Michael B. Smith, on Soldier of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. Isn't that the truth? From our old friends at Breitbart.com comes this one that should send a cold chill down the spines of all American-loving patriots. Because the Democrats always get away with this sort of thing, but they would never let a Republican get away with it. What is it, you ask? Give a listen. Alan Brower, a communications chair for the Democratic Party of Sacramento, who used his Twitter account Friday to wish that the children of Senator Ted Cruz, aide Amanda Carpenter, quote, die from debilitating, painful, and incurable diseases, unquote. He later apologized. Now, I read this to you because of one thing. During the time that I have been writing on my blog and doing this show since before 2007, I have been watching the tactics of the left and the way they react to different situations. We all remember Benghazi, how it was proof that our president didn't know what the hell he was doing and was in way over his head. And then we all heard Hillary Clinton yell and scream in his defense. What difference at this point does it make? The difference is, folks, we have always given in to their demands of compromise and given in to them, but they have never given in to us. And that's the one thing that no one ever seems to realize. And because of this panic, folks, we're going to get slammed with everything they can throw at us, whether it be true or made up or a lie. And we have to remember, they lie with the best of them. None are better. So it doesn't matter then that Alan Browery apologized for what he said, because what he said he meant, and no apology will ever take that bit of truth from this. His apology means nothing because he believes in what he said, just as all liberal Democrats do, and we also have to realize that they go after us like this liberal did when we scare them, and right now we are scaring the hell out of them. We will be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired. Family trip. Part-time job. Helping around the house. Sick day. Starting the holidays early. Just because.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Another article from Breitbart.com comes this one from the land of Obama, Chicago. Over the last few nights, the city has had laws that the city that has laws to make it illegal for citizens to own guns had another bad murder spree. Of course, we are all going to get more of this gun control crap from the left because they can't see that this always happens in cities where the population cannot own guns. So who does? The criminals and the police. And the police are always many minutes away when the seconds count. 13 people were shot during a Thursday night basketball game at Cornell Square Park in Chicago's Back of the Yards neighborhood. Two of the victims were in their teens, a 17-year-old girl shot in the foot and a 15-year-old boy shot in the arm. A 3-year-old boy, Deonta Howard, as D-O-N-T-A, was shot in the ear. Witnesses say the bullet exited through his cheek, but he remains in critical condition at Mount Sinai Hospital. Now, this is something that no one ever seems to stop and ask about here. Why, if nobody can own guns, are there so many murders in Chicago? And already there are over 320 or something like that. I think the thing that I was watching said, yeah, it says there have already been 326 homicides this year, and they're talking about how this year they're expecting somewhere around 375 or something like that, which is low. 375 people is low. It's amazing to me. We here in Indianapolis the other night had one of our veteran cops shot and killed, and it was done by somebody who shouldn't have had a gun but did. The cop was called out on a domestic squabble between the husband and wife, and when he came up to the door, heard the woman screaming for help, and he went into the house and immediately got shot. Thankfully, he was thinking enough that he fired back, and the guy who shot him also died. He was a heroin dealer, a cocaine dealer, I think. And the city is kind of in mourning right now because they lost an officer who had been part of the police force for, I think, somewhere around 10 years, and they're saying 5 years. So I've seen both 10 and 5, so he must have been part of the police department but not a patrol officer for 5 of those years or something like that. I'm not really sure what it was. But in Chicago, this whole thing, they said that witnesses told police a gray sedan pulled up to the park around 10:15 p.m. and two men started firing in the 1800 block of West 51st Street. Another neighbor said he was across the park from the basketball court when he heard as many as 20 shots. The first paramedic found more than a dozen people lying across the rust-colored court. One person lay near a bicycle that was on its side. A pair of white gym shoes was left near an out-of-bounds line. And all of this, and the big point that comes out is that Chicago won't have as many murders this year as they did last year. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel released the following statement regarding the shooting on Facebook yesterday morning. Senseless and brazen acts of violence have no place in Chicago and betray all that we stand for. The perpetrators of this crime will be brought to justice and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. I encourage everyone in the community to step forward with any information and everyone in Chicago to continue their individual efforts to build stronger communities where violence has no place. Kind of sounds like Obama when he was saying that the Syrians crossed the red line, that we need to bring to justice the people who did this. But now I ask you, did the strictest gun control laws in the nation stop this from happening? No, it didn't. As a matter of fact, it probably made it much easier for it to be committed. If the population of Chicago could own guns, a lot of this kind of thing would be stopped before it got as far as it did on Thursday. But the left will never learn this one. It is too far above their heads for them to understand. But we do, don't we? Now, do you understand another reason why we have to vote these morons out of office? Starting with Harry Reid and Obama and then working our way down to the last of them. That is the only way we are going to save this nation for the future of our children. And if we don't do that, they won't be free like we used to be. And yeah, I said used to be. It's really sad to see this kind of thing happen. And our hearts go out to the victims' families, for they're suffering just as badly as if this had happened in a city where other people had guns and could stop a lot of this from happening before all of these people were killed. And prayers are probably going out to the families of the victims of this. But we still have to ask the question, wouldn't an armed society be safer? I think they are. And, you know, they want stricter gun laws in Chicago. It kind of makes me wonder just where they left their brains. Did they sell them off at an auction somewhere and get rid of them? I have a feeling that they have gone so long in Chicago without using their brains that they have no clue where they're at. Maybe they're somewhere in a closet locked away so that nobody can get to them. Or they're afraid the government will come and get them, so they removed them and had them put in cold storage somewhere. I don't know. But that's the way that's the way Chicagoans seem to act, like they have no gray matter at all. They just vote in these people who are going to take their rights away. And my guess is somewhere along the lines, these people have all done what Obama did when he ran for office. He told us exactly what he was going to do. And he did it, didn't he? We now have a show every day of the week with the new shows that started on September 5th. And they've had a few problems with it, and I've never been able to get that one. But so our lineup now is Sunday nights. We have Soldier of Patriotism with Michael B. Smith with his own show now, and also on Sundays right after that, starting at 6 p.m., is one of our new shows where Uncle Bean Fisher has his show, American by Design, at 6 p.m. Eastern. So now we have two shows on Sunday, making it 4 hours instead of just two with our two main men, Michael B. Smith and Uncle Bean. On Monday is Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. Tuesday nights we have Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. And that's always a show to listen to because they always have good points to bring up. Wednesday is Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, who always has something great to say. On Thursdays will be another new show, the new show called Second Amendment Forum with Maxwell Winchester Roberts, and I've listened to that. It's a great show. Give it a listen. And on Fridays, our very own Chris Manti with the Chris Manti Show, mixing the Word of God with the way we should be doing things here in America. And, of course, yours truly on Saturdays. Until next week, my friends, God bless you all. Work to save our great republic and stay safe. Have a great day.
Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't. Yeah.
God bless you all.